Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot, Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet. But let's go back to the beginning of the parak or open up Mishnayot, and we will see Mishnah Bet. We're going to cover all of the Gemara on Mishnah Bet in this podcast. Al Hazikin ve'al Hazvaot ve'al Abrakim ve'al Arim ve'al Haruchot. These are all manifestations of God's power in the world. Zikin may indeed be earthquakes or Zvaot. One of them is a shooting star. Brakim is lightning, Ramim is thunder, and Ruchot is high winds. Yomer Baruch Shekochol Gvorotom Male Olam. Blessed is he whose power and might fill the world. Halei Harim V'al Gvorot, notable mountains and hills. Halei Yamim V'al Anarot, seas and rivers. V'al Hamid Barot and deserts. Yomer Baruch Osem Maaseh Reshit, who created everything. Rabbi Yomer Haroet Hayom Agadol. Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the sixth parak, has specificated brachot. He says, if you see the Mediterranean, Omer Baruch Shasat Hayam HaGadol, you have to make a special bracha. And that's Bizman Shorotel Lefrakim, which, by the way, applies to all of these things. It's only if you see it on occasion. And the general occasion we mean is once every 30 days, meaning it's been 30 days since you last saw this thing, these hills, whatever. Alak Shamim V'al HaBasorot Tavot, when it rains in the proper season or you hear other good news, Omer Baruch HaTov V'HaMetiv. V'alshmot ra'ot, bad news, Omer Baruch Tayan Emet, the true judge. Okay, let's take a look at the Gemara, Nun Chet Amud Bet, towards the bottom, Al HaZikin. My Zikin, what are Zikin? Amar Shmuel, Koch V'Deshavit, a shooting star. Amar Shmuel, Nehirin Lishvili Deshmaya Kishvili Dinahardea. Shmuel was an astronomer, and he said, the roads of the heavens, the paths of the heavens are clear to me, like the paths of my hometown, Nahardea. Except for this shooting star, whatever comet, that I don't know what it is. Ogmiri dilo avar kisla. We have a tradition that it cannot pass a particular constellation. Might be Orion. Avar kisla charvaman. If it did so, the world would be destroyed. Ah, lakachzin and davar. Look, we see that it does. Zivayu davar. It's just the gleam that passes. Umitchazen kedavaru. It looks like it's passing. So the light is playing tricks. Vunabrei v'rshua amar. Vilon hu de makare, it's a curtain in heaven that's torn, the magalgal mechzin ahora de rekiah, and you see it, and you see the light from behind it. That's what's confusing you. Rashi amar kochma hu de akar mihai gisa de kisla, b'chazilei chavrei mihach gisa mivit. What happened is a star from one side of that constellation moved, and the other one saw it and got scared, mechzi kamandavar, so it looks like it passed. All different explanations for how these things pass. Shmuel Rami, Shmuel brought a contradiction. Tiv, the God makes these different constellations. So is Ksil before Chima or afterwards? Haketzad. Il Male Chama Shel Ksil. If it weren't for the heat of Ksil, Lon Kaim Olam Meid Sina Shel Chima. Chima generates coldness. So if it weren't for the heat of that, the world would be destroyed because of the coldness of Chima. Il Male Sina Shel Chima, Lon Kaim Olam Meid Chama Shel Ksil, and vice versa. Ugmiri, and our tradition is, Ilav Uktsa de Akrava de Manach ben Har Dinor. If it weren't for the leg of the scorpion that's sitting in the heavenly Nahar Dinor, Komanda Havi Trikale Akrava lo Havi Chai. Anybody who would get bitten by a scorpion would die. That's why God says to Eov at the end, when God comes to Eov, he says, I think Shor Madanot Kima o Moshchot Ksil Tiftach. Can you connect the parts of these two constellations? So my Kima, what's Kima? Why is it called Kima? Shul Kimea Koch, because it's like 100 stars. Amrilei de Machanfi Ramad and Vadrin. Some people say that they're together, clumped together, looks like 100. Some people say because they're all spread apart. My Ash, why is one called Ash? Amr of Yuta, Yuta. So my Yuta, so what do we call Yuta? Amrila Zanav Tle, it's the tail of the ram, Aries. Amrila Resha de Egla, or the head of Taurus. So it's either the end of Aries or the beginning of Taurus. Mustaba Kamandar Zanav Tle, Dichtiv, Aish Albanea Tanachem, Alma Chasera. That Ash has compassion on her children. You see that one of her children is gone. She'll be comforted for her children. And what's that? That must be your missing tail. Mitchazia Katarfa Tarif, the Tarif. And, it looks like, something that's missing and was kind of filled in. By the Azla Batra, and the fact that Ayish follows Kima, da Amr Lahavli Bani, give me my child back. What happened when God brought the flood? He took two stars away from Kima, and that caused the flooding. The case to Sotma, when he saw it, when it stopped the flood, Natash Ne Kochavim Ayish for Sotma, he took two from Ayish and plugged it up. Why didn't you just put the two back? So, you can't fill a pit with what you've taken out of it. Now, or because you can't use a prosecuting attorney as a defense attorney. I mean, one that did cause the damage can't be the one to stop the damage. Why doesn't God just create two new stars? There's nothing new in the world. But eventually, God's going to restore them. She'll be comforted for her children. Okay, Viala is Vaot. So what is Vaot? Katina Gua, that's an earthquake. Katina, because of Urche, was walking. Kimata Pitcha Deve Uba Tamaya. He came to a necromancer. Ganach Gua. He gave a big sigh. Amar Miyada Uba Tamaya Hai Gua Mahu. Does the Uba Tamaya know what that is? Ramale Kola. Katina Katina. Mailo Yadana. Why don't you know what it is? B'shash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zocher Panav Shushrim B'tzar. God remembers that his children are in trouble. B'nuot Olam Morid Shtei Dmot L'Yam HaGadol. He has two tears that go into the Mediterranean. Chodesh Bar Misof Olam B'yat Sofo. And the sound goes from one end of the world to the other. V'ainu Guha. That's the earthquake. Amar Rav Katina Tamaya Kadifu. So Rav Katina said that the Uba Tamaya is a liar. That's what the Uba Tamaya said. Umile Kadvin, he's a liar and his words are lies. Yachi Gua Gua mi Baile. It should have been Gua Gua. I mean, there should have been two because it's two tears. Volohi, that's really not the case. Gua Gua, it does that. Vahidalo Odile, the reason he didn't want to admit it, Kehidalo Liti Kuliama Vatre. He didn't want the world to start thinking that this Uba Tamaya really knows something and I'll start learning from his pagan ways. Katina de Amar, what did he himself say about a Gua? Sofek Kapav, God is clapping his hands. Shmagam ani ake kapai al kapav ni choti chamati. I'm going to lessen my anger, he says to Yechezkel, by clapping one hand against the other. Aminatan Omer, anachamitaneach. You know what it is? God is sighing. Shinemam ni choti chamati, bam vihin chamti. Rabbanan Amri, bo'et barakeh, he's kicking the firmament. Shinemar, Heidad kedorchim ya'ane al kol yoshvei ha'aretz. Heidad is what you say to workers, to each other, to support, to give each other encouragement, like those who are trampling. Achav Yaakov mar docheket raglav tachet kisei ha'kavod. He's pushing his legs under the kisei ha'kavod. Shinemar, Radonai shalom kisei ha'aretzor damoglai. So this is where these come from. V'yal ha'ri'amim, ramim, amar shmuel anane begalgala. He said, there are clouds up in the heavens that are causing the thunder. Shinemar, Kor Amacham Bagalgali, Iu Rakim Tevel Ragzavati Rasha Aretz. So it's your voice that is thunders is a Bagalgal. Rabbanan Amri, Anan Nishafchi Mayel Adadi. It's clouds that pour water into each other. Shinemar, Makol Tito Hamon Mayim Bashamayim. That's the sound. Achabayakumar, Barka Takifa de Barik Banana. It's a sharp lightning that shoots through the clouds, umitbar gezize de bars, and it's breaking some ice that's there. Ashiyamar anani chalchuli mechalchali. Everybody, they all disagree about how to interpret this phenomenon. Is breaking through clouds. Ve'ata zika, and the wind comes, umenashiv apumayun, puts them back. V'dami kezika apumdani, it's like wind over a barrel. Stabrak of Acha by Yaakov, because what happens, you see lightning, and then you hear the sound, and then it comes, rain comes, so it's probably what he said. Okay, v'ala ruchot, big winds, my ruchot, abaya zafa, like a hurricane. Abaya gemiri de zafa b'leli yulahavi, there is none at night. V'aka chazin in dahavi, we have it at night. Hudat chuli b'yamami. Yeah, it started during the day. Amabai gemiri dezafa tarti shoyi lokoi. It can't last for 2 hours. Kai mashenemar lotiko lotakum pamayim tzara. That terrors won't happen twice. V'hak chazine dekoi. We see it last. Mifsik b'ne b'ne. There's a break in the middle. Okay. V'yala brakim omer baruch shekocho gvurato male olam. For lightning, you said a bracha. My brakim, what a brakim. So amarava barka. Lightning. V'amarava, barka yechidah, one single lightning, barka chivra, white lightning, or archa yukta, green lightning, v'anayna salkan, b'karen maravid, v'atem b'karen dromit, clouds that go to the western sky, and then come from the southern sky, v'tarte anayna salkan, achad ala ape chaverto, two clouds that meet each other, kulukashin, these are all bad signs. L'may nafkumina, l'mibirachmi, the difference is you should daven if you see that. There's only at night. If it's half for late, if it's in the morning, no big deal. Morning clouds mean nothing. Your chesed is like morning clouds. No substance. I'm a promise of rain, but nothing. I'm a papa labaye. Ha'amri inshi, kamliftach bevemitra bar chamra moch shakich vegani. So he said, when you people have a saying, which is that when you open the door in the morning, you see that it's raining, so you know that the donkey driver is going from one place to the other. You should take your bag and sleep under it. Don't go anywhere today because everything is going to be cheap because of the rain, meaning that the morning sign really is a sign. So the kasha had the kata be eva, had the kata banani. If they're thick clouds, one thing, and thin clouds, ignore. The whole purpose of thunder is to straighten out your crooked heart. God made it to, so you should fear him. Let's say you see the rainbow. So you pull up panav, you have to fall on your face. That's the markava, that's the heavenly chariot. And Yechezkel fell on his face. Light Yalav Marav, and Eretz Yisrael, they cursed this statement. Shouldn't have asked, come on, it's like the Kishta. It looks like you're worshipping it. Baruch Yivadim Varech. Certainly you have to make a bracha when you see a rainbow. Maim Varech, what's the bracha? Baruch Zocher Habrit. He remembers the Brit. Matnita Tana, and the brighter is the Rishmo Menoshav Yochav Baruch, Mer Neman Bevito V'Kayim Amaro. He's trustworthy in his Brit, and he keeps his word. Papa, as he always does, we'll see it another more a couple times in this parak, puts all the shitot together. Hilkach Nemrina Latavaya, we spoke about this staff back on Daf Yud Aleph for Birchat Torah. Baruch Zocher Abrit, Eman Beritov, Kayamba Mamaro. Indeed, that's what we say when we see a rainbow. Okay, Al Harin V'Al HaGvaot, when you see mountains and hills, so Ati Kolani Damran Ahash Al Masa Breshininu. So here you say Masei Breshit. Why don't you say Masei Breshit on thunder and lightning? That's also Masei Breshit. V'aktiv Barakim Matar Asah. God made thunder by lightning. Rabbi Koch V'tani said, put it together. Meaning you say both. Rav Amar Hatam V'arach Tarti Baruch Kochog V'Malei Olam V'osei Masei Breshit. With the lightning and thunder you make both. Achosei Masheidika Shkochog V'Malei Olam. Here you only say Masei Breshit. Abaye said Koch V'tani means that all of them are Masei Breshit. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Abaye says that Koch V'tani, meaning you would say both brachot on both of them. Rava says, no, you'd only make, the reason the Mishnah divided it the way it did is the first five are both, and the second are only Maaseh Reshit, because they're not demonstrations of power. Shmuel Levi, Rakia b'taharata, when you see an open, beautiful sky, Omer, Baruch Hoseb Reshit, Maaseh Reshit. Eman Abaye, ki ata mitri kulalei, when it rains all night, v'tzafra ata istanan, comes wind in the morning, v'galu l'shmayan, it opens the heavens up. That's it, Azan. From the time of the Chorban, the sky was never fully blue. God says, I'm going to put the heavens, I'm going to dress them sort of in black and cover them up. Okay? When you see the sun finishing its cycle, or the moon in its cycle, the stars in their patterns, all the constellations aligned. Omer Baruch Osev Reshit. So when is that? Every 28 years. So it's going to be on the morning of the fourth day of the week, meaning Wednesday, when the amount of Shabtai comes at night, comes that night, then when the constellation of Shabtai is ruling that night, so the next morning, that's when you would make it. And indeed, we experienced that a number of years ago. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haruatayim Agadol, Lifakim Ad Kama, so how often is Parkim? We already said, Amar Yitzchak, Ad Shloshim Yom, 30 days. Amar Yitzchak, Haruat Prat, Agishur Bavel, if you're going over that bridge, over the Euphrates, Omer, Baruch Hosem Maaseh Reshit. Va'ina Shanyu Aparsoi, but now that the Parthians moved it, Beishavu La'el, then you make the bracha from that place and north, from Yosef Amar, or upriver, Me'i de Kiro La'el, different place, north, from Abba Hared, Digalat, Agishur Adashiv Sana, If you see the tigress at this particular place, you make that bracha. My chidekel. Why is it called the chidekel? Amravashi shememav chadin v'kalin. The waters are sharp and light. My prat. So why is the Euphrates called the Euphrates, the prat? Shemav parin v'ravin. That its waters are fruitful and multiply. Rava hai the charif ibnei machuza. The reason the people in Machuza, my town, are sharp. Because they drink the water from the Tigris. Hai the gichur. The reason that they're white. Mishum de misham shibi mama. They have relations during the day, and therefore the children come out light. The reason that their eyes flick around a lot, they live in dark houses. Okay. Alak Shamim, the Mishnah said that for rain you say Atov Meitiv. Alak Shamim, Atov Meitiv Varech, that's true. Rabbi Avahu, Vamri Lamanita Tanam, Atov Rechin Alak Shamim, when do we make a brachan rain? When you sort of see the ground move up, the grass move up to meet the rain. My mevarchin, what's the bracha? Rav Yehuda, modim anachu lach al kol tipa v'tipa sharadta lanu. We thank you for every drop. This is when you've been fasting, and now it starts raining, and the fasts are over because God has blessed us with rain. Rav Asayim ba'achi, he had an addition. I live when I'm in the Churak Hayam, etc. Askim l'odot lach ha'shem l'okeinu, which we're familiar with. Adish tachaveh, baruch ata Hashem, rov ha'hoda'ot. So this is Rav Yochanan adds, and it's essentially most of the prayer that we call nishmat. Rov ha'odot v'lo kol ha'odot, there's most thanks, not all thanks. I'm Rav ha'ema ha'el ha'hoda'ot, the God of thanks. And so our Papa again says, let's say both, Rov ha'odot v'el ha'odot. V'alakasha, so the question is, which bracha do you make? So lokasha, ha'deshama mishma, ha'dechazem ichze. If you hear that it rained, ha'tov metiv. But if you see it, then you have this piece. Deshama mishma ha'inu besorot tovot. That's the same as good news. Both are them if you see them. I believe that the Gemara understood it actually the opposite. If you see it, you say Hatova Metiv. If a little comes, okay, then you say Kol Tipa, a lot of Tov Metiv. Both of them if a lot comes. If you have land, so metiv, because you get benefit. At a late layar, if you don't have land, then you're thanking God for every drop, because you're going to eat from the eat layar. Atov metiv mevarech. Is that true? If you're the beneficiary of the good news, it's shachian and atov metiv. Shalov shalachem atov metiv. But if it's something good happens to you and others, like your whole family, it's atov metiv. So lokasha hadi leshutfut, don't let the shutfut. If the land you own in partnership, then it's a tov metiv. If it's just yours, it's shachianu. Matanya kitzur shel davar, and this supports it. Here's the bottom line: al shalom merach shachem lekano, shalom shachle rav, chaviru merach tov metiv. It's something that just benefits you, then it's the shachianu. Benefits you and others, then a tov metiv. It's a beautiful rush. That says that when you receive a gift, you have to say Atov Meitiv, because the giver also benefits when you receive it. Okay, what if you're alone, you don't make Atov Meitiv? When you hear that your wife had a baby boy, Atov Meitiv. So the answer is Atov Nami, his wife is also happy. She's happy to have a boy. Toshma Meita Viv, who your show. If father dies and you are the heir, at first you say Baruch Tanim over the death of the father. So from Baruch Tanim, you say Atov Metiv because you inherited. But here it seems like you're the only heir. Oh, talk about where you have other brothers who are inheriting. Toshma. And here's the real challenge to Atov Metiv being only with others. Shinu Yayin Enot Sarich Levarech. Shinu Makom Sarich Levarech. If you have different wine, you don't make another ber pergafen. But if you get up and go somewhere else to drink, then you have to make another ber pergafen. Rav Yosef bar Abba Yochanan afal pi shem ruchinayin einot tzrich levarech aval omer baruch atov meitiv. He said that even though they said that if you have different wine, you don't make a new bracha, but you do make ber atov meitiv. You don't make another ber pergafen. You do make atov meitiv. That's of course if it's better. And the answer is yeah. You're not drinking alone. You're drinking with other people. And indeed, the halacha is that you can only make Hatova Metiv when the wine is wine that wasn't on the table when you made the first Ber Pergafen, and when it's definitely better and superior to the previous wine, and when you're not drinking alone, you're drinking with others. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we will get to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel, and its analysis in the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.